The last annual report of An Bord Pleanála has just been published. A new body, An Coimisiún Pleanála, officially came into being in June. Now, controversies from previous years resulted in a backlog of decisions on housing and on large infrastructure projects. However, that backlog of planning cases has been reduced over the last year, according to this report. The CEO of An Coimisiún Pleanála, Peter Mullen, is in studio. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel. I'm delighted to be here.
Tell us first of all about this backlog. How did it come about?
Well, I think it's well recorded. We had a difficult year in 2022. There were significant governance issues. The fallout for that in 2023, I think we had to deal with those issues, and the backlog developed during that period. We also had a reduction in our decision makers, our board members. So I think in total, we hit a high watermark in sort of May 2023, where we've approximately 3,600 cases, which is about three times our normal caseload of 1,200 cases. So that's where the backlog was. I'm delighted to say that 2024 was a good year for us. Significant increase in the number of decisions made, but most importantly for the public, a reduction in 38% in our overall caseload. And as we've gone into 2025, that good work has continued. We've continued with a further 14% reduction this year. And we're not quite there. We've about 1,300 cases, live cases at the moment. We're almost at our normal caseload, which will always be around 1,000 to 1,200 cases.
And are you now then meeting the deadline to decide cases?
No, we're not quite there yet. The deadline to decide most cases is 18 weeks. That will increase under the new Planning and Development Act for large infrastructure cases to 48 weeks, recognising the extraordinary complexity of those cases. But dealing with the 18-week case deadline, last year we achieved that in, I think, 25% of cases. To date, this year, it's 50% of cases. And I'm confident by the end of the year that will increase significantly. Just to give you an example, a normal planning appeal last year, the average time would have been about 27 weeks. For cases lodged in 2025, we are deciding those in 16 weeks on average, which is under the statutory period. And we're delighted that we're being able to turn that around for applicants and for appellants.
And on the bigger projects then, and I'm thinking in particular of something like Metrolink, which we saw has been in planning. Well, we know it's been in the planning process for the best part of a quarter of a century, but even when it came to your own part of the process, that took a very long time too. Why is that?
It did, Rachel, and I think it took 3 years and a day or 3 years and 2 days. I think, first of all, that was a once in a generation project. There were 40,000 pages in the application, a further 17,000 pages submitted after the application, and it took 3 years, 22 days at oral hearings, an incredibly complicated case, an outlier, there's no question. In relation to, let's just take another example, sort of Dart West last year took 2 years to decide. Dart North, which we've just decided, took 34 weeks. So we're starting to turn around the, you know, the outliers will always take a very significant period of time, but we're allowed 48 weeks under the new Act. The most recent Dart West case, we've decided that in 34 weeks, so we're significantly reducing that period.
Peter Mullen of An Coimisiún Pleanála, thank you for being with us this afternoon.